Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Ribosome Radio. My name is Matt Davignon. I've got about an hour of experimental music and unusual sounds to share with you. If you like anything that you hear today, please take a look at the track listing that comes with the podcast. I provide links on where most of these tracks can be found, and I do encourage you to support the artists. First track, however, is going to be hard to find because this is a CD that is out of print, and as far as I know, it has not been released digitally. This is a track off of Zoviet France's 1996 record called Digilog. The name of the track is Alka Magenta. And for a while, this was the only Zoviet France CD to be offered in the United States for non-import price, so it might be one of the easier ones to find at a record store. But if you want to still order Zoviet France, they have a very fine record called The Tables Are Turning that is still available on the Soleil Moon Recordings website. Playing in the background right now, we are hearing from the musician John Brooks with a track called 2700 Kelvin off of a 2015 record called Walburswick. All I can tell you about Walburswick is it is a small town described as a small sleepy village on the east coast of Suffolk in the UK. So we'll take a listen to this track and we'll see where it leads us. Okay, just a few moments ago, we heard from a collaboration between Adam TM and Jacek Sienkiewicz. Adam TM currently based out of Santiago, Chile, and Jacek is based out of, Warsaw? Looks like it. Warsaw, Poland. The name of this release is Stahl, which is Polish for steel. We listened to Bergman Phase. That's a record that came out earlier this year. Before that, we heard from Brooklyn artist Bonnie Baxter off of a new cassette that came out, not so new, last year called Axis. And we heard kind of a transition between two different songs, since several of the tracks kind of go to different places. So we heard Nocturnal Emissions and then Mirror Technique. That is a record on the Hausu Mountain record label, which is based out of Chicago. And then that goes back to the previous set of announcements with John Brooks with 2700 Kelvin out of Walberswick. In the background right now, we're hearing from an uncredited artist. If you believe the Bandcamp listing, the artist is Meep Records. And if you follow up Meep Records, they are more of a vinyl reproduction plant than they are a record label. But they do have a Bandcamp page. So if you go to Meep Records Bandcamp page, you can find this record, which is Field Recordings from Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge. And this track is that, but in parentheses, Mother's Day. Not sure what that relation is. And clearly, the music we're hearing in the background is a combination between field recordings and some compositional structures. This is a release that came out in 2018. Rocky Flats used to be a site owned by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, and they produced nuclear and non-nuclear weapons, including plutonium fission primaries, between 1951 and, 1994-ish? This is from the Wikipedia page. They have their own history listed out on the Bandcamp page for this release. Currently, it's gone through a number of transitions, and currently it is a wildlife refuge, which is strange that it is built upon this place that at one point was a nuclear weapons lab and afterward was a Superfund site, which is what they call the places that are so damaged that they need to spend lots and lots of money on cleaning it up. So that is a brief and possibly partially inaccurate history of Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge. Let's listen to this track for a bit, and then we'll of course have more music afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was a fun set. I think we're going to forward announce this one because it's going to make a little bit more sense that way. So we started out the set with... That's the sound of me shrugging the name of this uncredited artist on this release from Meep Records, field recordings from Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge. We heard the first of two tracks from that release. After that, we heard from Papavores, and the track name is The Prisoner's Dream. Papavores is a duo of French violinist Agathe Max and British musician Tom Relin. And the name of the record is Death and Spring. I like this one quite a bit. And this came out on the, what's the record label? Hands in the Dark. After that, we heard from LA artist Mira O'Reilly with the second track and clocking in at 1 minute 45 seconds, the longest track off of her EP, Hockets for Two Voices. This came out on Cantaloupe Music, which, if I remember correctly, is tied to the Bang on a Can group out of New York City, and it is a really amazing EP. I think the total EP is something like 12 minutes long, but it is purely an acoustic recording of her in stereo singing in each ear these very simple, not, well, it's hard to describe other than that you just heard it. They're not that simple. They sound simple to begin with, but on closer listens, they're not that simple. It turns out that she is a former person who's interested in noise music and experimental sound stuff. So I'm betting if we were able to hear some of her older tracks, we might hear some transitional stuff that would be very exciting. But this is, if you pick up the EP, it'll probably be one of your favorites from last year, Hockets for Two Voices. And it reminded me of a track or the music of Peter Kurek out of Warsaw. And I know we heard from a Warsaw artist earlier this hour. This is a different one. Apparently there's more than one artist out of Warsaw. The name of the track is Lacombe, and the name of the album is Polygome, or Polygamy, but with an E. So probably Polygome. And this, again, is out of the Hands in the Dark record label. The record label's based out of France, and I am going to be looking more into their catalog, seeing that they've released a number of things I've really enjoyed. So that was the electronic keyboard stuff with some electronic sampled voice towards the end there. And in the background right now, this is a release that I did earlier this year called Dry Signal. For me, it was a experimental record in that it involved not using the effects that I've been used to using for the last 20 years or so. So this just uses the drum machine and its own internal abilities. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour, so I think I'm just going to leave you with this track called Crawd, C-R-A-W-E-D, from the release called Dry Signal. And I hope you enjoyed listening, and we'll be back in another month or so with another hour of strange sounds to listen to. Have a good one.